This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is off today. Coming up this weekend is the premiere of the last season of Mad Men. That got us thinking, what TV shows were you sad to see go away? We'll take your calls on the TV shows you miss coming up in a little bit. First, an update on a story we've been following, the controversy over the Tomah VA Medical Center. Yesterday in Tomah, there was a joint field meeting of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs and the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. The meeting featured testimony from people on what they say was overprescription of opioids at the Tomah VA and an atmosphere of retaliation against whistleblowers. Maureen McCollum was at the hearing yesterday. She's WPR's reporter based in La Crosse. Maureen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
So set the scene for us. What was the mood like at this hearing in Tomah?
It was incredibly emotional. There were two different panels that testified before these eight members of Congress. The first panel consisted of two whistleblowers, former Tomah VA employees, and then three family members of veterans who died as patients of the Tomah VA. We heard from the family of Jason Simkakoski. He's a Marine Corps veteran who people may have read about his story. He passed away last August while a patient at the Tomah VA facility. Basically, he was given a lethal combination of medications that contributed to his death. His widow, Heather Simkakoski, spoke before the panel, and his father, Marvin Simkakoski, also spoke. They both live in Stevens Point right now. And the point that they were trying to get across is that, you know, they saw these changes that Jason was going through after he was prescribed just these high level of opiates. He started missing work. He had troubles getting out of bed. Heather talked about Jason falling asleep while he was eating dinner. And Marvin, his father, talked about how he really pushed and tried to get doctors to change Jason's prescriptions. They really tried to get him off of these strong narcotic drugs and didn't really have much luck. You know, and obviously it in ways, I mean, his death is under investigation right now, but, you know, the mixed toxicity is what led to his death. And essentially what they're asking for is that they want employees and staff to take responsibility and to be held accountable. We heard from another woman, Candace Dellis, who lives near Marshfield. Her father, he's an Army veteran, Thomas Baer. He actually went to the Tomah VA to be treated for some health issues, ended up having a stroke while in the waiting room. The family argues that staff were slow to respond. A CT machine was down that day. He wasn't given anti-clotting medication. There were some other issues. So the family had to quickly rush him over to La Crosse, where he suffered another stroke and ended up dying. That family is currently, I think they plan on suing the VA over that situation. So, you know, when these family members testified, you could see, and I mean, it was quite emotional. And we had the different lawmakers just asking them about, you know, the care that their family members received and what they wish would have been different, and a number of other issues.
And Maureen, you mentioned also that former employees testified at this, including a former pharmacist at the center. What kind of things did we hear from people who had worked there on this opiate prescription issue?
Yeah, we heard from Dr. Noelle Johnson. She was formerly a pharmacist at the Tomah VA in 2008 and 2009. This was her first job out of school. So, you know, they have a one-year probationary period. And during that time, she had raised concerns that incredibly high levels, just different prescriptions were coming through of morphine and different other prescriptions. She said she was uncomfortable. She felt like some of the prescriptions were coming in were unsafe, and she refused to fill some of them. She said she faced retaliation from certain staff members for refusing to fill those. She essentially told me that she did not want to contribute to a veteran dying. But she said that some of these prescriptions that were coming through to her were straight up illegal. She faced retaliation for that. She said she was screamed at. She got to the point where she had to fax instructions to a supervisor because he couldn't control his anger around her. Ultimately, 2 days before her probationary period ended, she was fired from the Tomah VA. She filed complaints and whatnot, and essentially they settled out of court. So this yesterday was the first day that she's been able to speak publicly about her situation. She went on to work at a commercial pharmacy afterwards, but actually she's back within the VA. She's working at the Des Moines VA in the pharmacy there, where she said the situation's not perfect, but it is a much better situation, and they are doing a lot to address pain management differently. We also heard from another whistleblower, Ryan Honnell, who he served in the Gulf War. He was a veteran himself and worked last year at the Tomah VA as a mental health secretary. His issues were that he says he was asked to lie about certain records. He was asked to, basically forge documents, and he wasn't comfortable with that. After he started raising flags about that, he started facing retaliation in his own ways. He talks about how he has PTSD from his experience in the Gulf War. After he started raising some concerns about what was going on within the Tomah VA, he felt like there were almost these underhanded comments like, oh, how's Ryan doing today? Almost referring to his mental state when that had nothing to do with the issues he was bringing up. So he talked about that. And essentially his main message was that when it comes to accountability within the Tomah VA, I mean, we need to be looking much higher. We need to be looking at the federal level, and people need to be held accountable from the top to the bottom.
We're talking to Maureen McCollum, WPR reporter based in La Crosse, about yesterday's hearing in Tomah, looking at accusations of overprescription of pain medication at the Tomah VA facility and of retaliation, as we've been hearing, against whistleblowers. Now, in addition to those two panels that you've been talking about, Maureen, we heard that Interim Undersecretary for Health at the VA, Carolyn Clancy, faced some tough questions at the meeting yesterday. Let's hear some of her now.
We have been very, very clear about that. Secretary McDonald, Deputy Secretary Gibson, and I, and other senior leaders, there is absolutely no tolerance, no retaliation against whistleblowers.
So it sounds like there has been retaliation against whistleblowers. What were the exchanges like between her and the members of the congressional delegation there?
At times it got a bit contentious, but I think we heard from a lot of lawmakers actually thanking Dr. Clancy for what seems to be, some beginning steps in the change of culture. Dr. Clancy has only been in her position for, I believe it's a little over a year, but she is very serious about saying, we won't tolerate this. This will no longer happen at the VA. She also talked about how different steps that the VA is taking just to deal with pain management, because we have the retaliation issue, but we also have this major opioid usage issue. Essentially, she said that the situation at the Tomah VA, when it comes to opiates, when it comes to retaliation, has failed veterans, and they continued to fail the staff, too. There are different things that need to be done when it comes to addressing the opioid issue. And the VA is taking on different programs nationally. They're starting different ways to track opiate prescriptions differently. They want to start different educational programs, just working essentially holistically with different clinicians to work with patients when it comes to, weaning a veteran off really intensive narcotics. Because, you can't just cut someone off. Someone who's suffering from chronic pain, you can't just cut them off from their medications. You have to work with them medically, psychologically, sociologically, and introduce different practices like chiropractic care. They're looking actually even at embedding acupuncturists within different units that are serving abroad. So looking at this pain issue differently, even, on the battlefields when soldiers are serving overseas. So that's a lot of what she talked about. The more heated arguments became between some other people that were on the VA panel that she was serving on.
Right. I understand there's an exchange between Congressman Sean Duffy and Tomah VA Medical Center Director Mario
DeSantis. Yep. So Mario DeSantis actually has been temporarily reassigned from his position as the Medical Center Director at the Tomah VA while these there are several investigations going on right now in the facility. And Sean Duffy did not hold back when it came to pressing the different VA officials on these different issues. He questioned how DeSantis, you know, how he says he didn't know what was going on. DeSantis said, well, I was handling different things. Duffy basically said that DeSantis and others really failed people like Jason Simkakoski, the Marine veteran who passed away at the Tomah VA. He failed their families. Duffy also really dug into the fact that these nursing shortages have to be addressed within the, whether it's a Tomah VA issue or a VA issue at large is unknown. But then Duffy also said that it's incredibly problematic in his eyes that people haven't been fired yet for these different issues. But I think all of that is pending these different investigations.
Now, Dr. David Houlihan, chief of staff through the period we're talking about, has been at the center of this story. The initial investigative reports said patients, some referred to him as the candy man because of how many prescriptions he was handing out. Did his name come up at this hearing? What kind of things were said?
His name came up a lot. Dr. Houlihan was not present at the hearing, but his name came up when Dr. Noelle Johnson, she's the pharmacist there, she's the one that said that Dr. Houlihan screamed in her face when she questioned the prescription practices. There were actually, Dr. Houlihan, his name came up when it came to a series of deaths that are under investigation right now. Senator Tammy Baldwin had brought up an issue with a death that occurred apparently 7 years ago. A veteran named Craig Farrington, who in 2007 died of a lethal combination of prescriptions at the Tomah VA, sort of similar to what happened with Jason Simkakoski. He was under the care of Dr. Houlihan, and apparently there was a medical malpractice suit that was filed against the VA. It went through some appeals, and essentially, Houlihan came out on top. Lawmakers are asking that be looked into again. Baldwin actually called for investigation into 24 deaths that occurred within the Tomah VA. I'm not sure what all of those are at this point, and it might include that Craig Farrington issue. There was another death that was brought up at the hearing that was quite interesting. Actually, the Tomah VA Staff Employee Union, the American Federation of Government Employees, they are pressing and almost advocating for a former coworker who passed away a few years ago. Dr. Chris Kirkpatrick is a former Tomah VA psychologist who apparently he was working there temporarily, and he was questioning the large amount of narcotics that were given to patients who were being treated for PTSD and substance abuse. He was retaliated against for questioning these prescription practices. Eventually, he was terminated from his position, and that day he went home and committed suicide. I don't believe there's an investigation into that, but essentially what the staff union is saying is that this cannot happen. We need better protections for whistleblowers. We need better just support as staff here who are dealing with highly stressful workloads and caseloads, and just to make sure that this never happens again.
As we wrap up, Maureen, a bipartisan panel, congresspeople, senators from both parties, it sounds like they're serious. They want to see some changes here from the VA.
You know, it does. And to see a bipartisan panel, especially at this day and age, was very interesting. And I think some people were pretty hopeful about it because we didn't see any partisan bickering whatsoever. The lawmakers say they are determined to make sure that this is fixed. It's all yet to be seen once they get back to Washington. There has been some legislation that's been introduced. Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse, he's introduced a Veterans Pain Management Improvement Act, which would essentially create these pain management boards in each of the VISNs. That's the Veterans Integrated Service Network. Tomah's part of VISN 12. It's just, a regional network of the different VA hospitals. But it would just be these group of people who would really look at the different prescriptions going on. There have been a number of whistleblower and retaliation acts that have been introduced in Congress. But a lot of this is up to the VA closing out their investigations and making sure that people are held accountable, because overall that's what the message was yesterday, that people need to be held accountable for these actions.
Maureen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
That's Maureen McCollum, WPR reporter based in La Crosse, looking at the latest, this hearing yesterday on the Tomah VA Medical Center.